American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump made a stop in Savannah, Georgia today and talked about his tax policy proposals. And he also talked about Vice President Kamala Harris.
Well, even her policies now, they're crazy. They're crazy. They'll destroy country. But why didn't they do it 3.5 years ago? Now she's saying, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, whether she's right or wrong. So she had 3.5 years to do it. She didn't do anything. Our country has really gone back to levels. The only employment was all the bounce-back jobs that we created. Millions and millions bounce back right after the pandemic. Any pandemic anywhere, you have bounce-backs. And they had a bounce-back.
Yesterday, the former president vowed to impose a 200% tariff on John Deere's imports into the U.S. if the company moves some of its production to Mexico. Fox Weather reports Tropical Storm Helene is now the 8th named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season, and the National Hurricane Center expects it to become a major hurricane. That's a Category 3 or higher on approach to Florida's Big Bend region. Landfall is forecast for Thursday evening. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver.
Something we have noticed, the afternoon forecast models, those are just starting to come in. And these, some of the high-resolution models, like the HAFS, the hurricane model, have the Doppler radar from the tail of the hurricane hunters assimilated into that. And they keep this weaker for a period of time over the next 12 to 24 hours and a little bit closer to the Yucatan. So that would be an interesting development in the short term.
A little land disruption in the first 24?
Perhaps, but then it emerges off to the north from there.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis expanded a state of emergency from 41 counties to 61 today to help agencies prepare for the storm. The governor also requested a pre-landfall emergency declaration from FEMA. Samaritan's Purse has been busy working because of Hurricane Francine. The storm made landfall in Louisiana about 30 miles south-southwest of Morgan City earlier this month. Edward Graham, Chief Operating Officer at Samaritan's Purse, joined Washington Watch.
It's created a lot of wind damage on roofs, flooding. There was a strong storm surge, but between that and the wind, as you know, these roofs received a lot of damage. So we've got volunteers in there right now tarping roofs. They're mudding out homes, drying them in, cutting back the drywall, cleaning up the yards and the debris. It's busy work. It's hard work. It's still hot down in Louisiana, and there's a lot of work to do. So pray for our volunteers that are down there. We need more of them to show up.
He said they are also working along the Upper Texas coast where Hurricane Beryl, a Category 1 storm, hit in July, and in California for the Park Fire cleanup.
So there we're doing a lot of sifting. Theirs is where after these homes have been destroyed and property has been destroyed, we'll go and help the homeowner find just memorabilia, lost items, heirlooms. Most of the time, this helps create closure. After a storm, when there's complete destruction, there's nothing. But just finding a ring or a wedding ring, engagement ring, will create a story and a conversation. And this allows people like our chaplains, they're able to go in there and just have that one little sliver of conversation about hope.
He went on to say they are working in Alaska and Vietnam. Chaplains are on site and ready to share the gospel at the various sites. A University of Pennsylvania writing course is not so much about learning to write as it is about indoctrinating students with Marxist ideology. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
The course is titled Abolish the Family, which immediately raises a red flag. The syllabus states students will be, quote, imagining collective care together, a Marxist idea. Diane Gramley of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
So they're trying to totally undermine the traditional family, husband, wife, and children, and they want to remake the family basically in their image, in the image of the leftist ideologist.
Gramley believes Professor Melanie Capadilla could have selected a more appropriate topic than the leftist topic of abolishing the family.
Red China and the Soviet Union had something to do with, quote-unquote, helping families raise their kids when they took the kids away to raise them and to propagandize them. It's, again, troubling that this is happening.
The College Fix reports the course reflects the book Abolish the Family, A Manifesto for Care and Liberation by Sophie Lewis, a leading feminist critic.
I'm Robert Thornton.